Jeremy, Katie, and Josh.
Mix 100.
John says, JKJ, I need your help because I think my wife and I are officially the couple debating whether to spy on your own kids. He says, here's what happened. Our 16-year-old daughter went to a football game out of town last Friday night. She checked in when she got there. She said she was meeting up with some friends and she'd be home by 11. At 8:30, I guess her phone died. No text, no location, just a gray circle on the Find My iPhone. And my wife's anxiety levels were blasting through the roof. By 9:15, wife was freaking out. 9:30, she actually had her hand on the phone ready to call the police. I talked her down. He said, listen, at 11:04, my daughter showed back up, calm as ever. Turns out, phone died and she forgot her charger. He says, now here's the kicker. My wife wants to put a tracker now on the daughter's vehicle.
Hidden somewhere
in the car, you know, under the seat, in the trunk, something like that. Well, I don't think he wants to do AirTag because that'll alert you on your phone that you got an AirTag following you. So it sounds like some sort of tracker.
But
just in case something like this ever happens again. I told her it's overkill. It's overkill. It was one dead phone, not a hostage situation. But she says this proves that we just can't trust technology or our teenagers to keep us informed. She's been out quizzing other parents and they think it's a great idea. So who's right? Me for thinking we dodged a freak out and should just move on with our life, or my wife for wanting to put a backup tracker for peace of mind on my daughter's car? Stacy, hi, good morning. Welcome to the show.
Hey, good morning. How are you?
Well, we're super dupes. Thanks for calling in for Show Wants to Know. So what do you think about John and his wife wanting to track the daughter everywhere she goes?
I don't think it's a good idea. I think it's it feels like a really good opportunity for learning for the daughter. Mom needs to take a breath. It's okay. She wasn't an hour late. She was less than 5 minutes late. I have two boys that have fully launched.
I love that. That's the best way to put it.
Fully launched. What are the ages?
I'm so proud of myself.
You should be.
So my oldest is 26, my middle is 22, I have a sophomore in college in California, and we did have a big discussion about her sharing her location with us, but, you know, it was a really good opportunity to say, well, why? Why do I have to do this? Well, just because, you know, if you're out walking, if your car dies and you can't get a hold of any of your friends, and then, you know, the unthinkable happens, I need to know where your phone last was. And the other teaching opportunity is that we use our phones so much and they are a reliable source that we need to make sure that they're charged and make sure that you have a reliable charger that actually hooks in and is all updated to whatever your car does. But I just think that putting a tracker on the car, I just think it's not a good relationship builder. It's a wall builder. And just, you know, having that talk about trust and why we worry as parents, you don't ever understand until you're a parent.
You really don't. And that's what I was going to say. It's like, still, even at 16, I still don't think she's going to quite get it as to why mom was freaking out so much. You're not going to get it.
Oh, no.
No.
It's a huge roll of the eyes.
Very much so. Yeah, like, why you gotta track my car now?
Annoying.
I know. Mom, you're the worst.
Yeah, I'm so fine. Can you just take a breath?
But wouldn't you agree, like, even at 16, when you have those conversations about charge your phone, bring a charger, blah, 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 those are still going to fall through. And, I mean, speaking as a parent, I would like to have the backup. It's nice to have that backup where you can hop on and see, okay, well, at least her car's here. So maybe she's in the vicinity of this bubble. I mean, the backup.
If you want to have the backup, then you need to say, these are our options. And you need to be straightforward because you worry so much. Like, you've no idea how much I worry. And unless you want me showing up at the football game and saying, okay, so your phone died. Where are we going next?
You're good.
That's almost worse than the tracker.
Yeah.
Right. Right. And no, you can kind of have this conversation like you're the reason the tracker's going on the car is because you were irresponsible. You know?
Exactly. Well,
and Stacey, wouldn't you say like the tracker isn't an awful idea if they have a conversation about it? If the daughter knows it's in there and they're not trying to pull one over on her and do it on the sly, like, I agree with you. I think that this is a totally teachable moment. And I like that you said it like that. I think that's it.
Stacey, congratulations for being an awesome mom.
Fully launched. Fully I'm going to use that.
My kids might intermittently agree with you, but you know, that's how it goes.
When they have kids, they'll realize you were the best, though, and that's the best part.
I really appreciate your phone call today. You have a great day. Thanks for listening.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Like you guys a lot. Okay,
love you. Bye-bye. Just a quick reset since that call went for a minute. If we're talking about tracking your children, like whether you're putting a device in their car or an AirTag on something, I don't know how you're going to do it. But as a parent, do you find that acceptable? Are you currently doing that? Have you had fights with your children about how they don't want that done?
Well, and is this with the kids or without their knowledge of you tracking them?
Right.
Too, right?
It could be anything. Yeah. So here's Sarah. Hi, Sarah. Thanks for holding for so long.
Yeah, no worries.
Good morning. So sound off. What do you think about tracking this girl?
Yeah, I mean, I pretty much agree with everything Stacey said. I teach teenagers, and I think you have to be open and communicative. They want to be treated like adults. You just can't expect them to necessarily act like adults. So I think having that conversation, giving them their options. But the other thing is, the girl really wasn't irresponsible. Like, yeah, her phone died. But how many of us have had a phone died or sometimes forgot our phone at home? Like, she came home by curfew.
She
right?
did.
She still got home on
But then
time.
Again, but like, we're adults. I mean, we're out and about and we're grown up and adult, you know? I mean,
that's not really irresponsible. Like, she made a mistake, right? Like, and sometimes we all make a mistake. If it's the only time it has happened, it seems a little crazy to say, like, you're irresponsible, so now here are your options.
Right.
I just think, like, when we were kids, right, if you're at least an older millennial, if we didn't have someone tracking us, like if we got home by curfew, we were being responsible. And my mom and I had sort of an agreement that as long as I always told her what time I was going to be home and I got home on that time, she would trust me.
But it's different now.
I think that trust is important.
It's totally different now. Like a lot of the parents never lived that life, you know, and all they've ever known is being able to call you or find you immediately or track you. So I feel like it's hard
and
to.
Do we think that that's good?
It's hard to. It's not good. It's hard to explain your position though.
Like, my mom is texting me. I have to be on my phone. I'm like, your mom knows you're in school right now.
Right.
Like your mom can call the office.
Hey, listen, I'm not saying
like,
it's healthy.
Why is your mom texting you in school?
I don't think it's healthy. You gotta let the rope out a little bit. You know, you really do.
And it's not healthy for the kids either. I think that's my biggest point is that.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, sure. You grew up. You now are used to tracking people and being tracked, but is that the life you want your kids to have? Is that the mentality you want them to have when they grow up?
And at some point, you really have to trust your kid, right? Like, you have to believe that your parenting is going to pay off, and you have to let the baby bird fly, if you will. You know, like
that
you
you've done your job.
Yeah, and they're going to go out and make the right choices, you know?
Sarah, thank you so much for calling. We really, really appreciate you. We got full phone lines we got to get to. Is this a hot Angela? Hi, hot Angela.
Good morning. How are you?
Good. You know my saying that all Angelas are hot, right?
You know that you and I grew up in the same area, so it's probably me.
No, it could be you. We may
Look
have crossed paths.
Confidence.
I am the Angela of all Angelas.
I may have lusted for you at some point, Angela. I don't know. I may have.
And over. It was a blockbuster moment.
You're hot and funny. Damn it.
Oh
you're the whole
gosh.
Package. Angela, sound off about tracking children.
Yep, I'm thinking this mom should be giving that kid high fives and saying, you're such a great kid. Did you have a wonderful time? Because this is the most important moment to instill that kid did a great job. Yes, make a mistake, freak me out, absolutely. But all the things that have been said, teaching moment, yes. But this kid is a good kid. Mm-hmm. Like, let her live her best life, fly little bird, and you're just instilling that she can be a trustworthy person. So then when you do say the bad, scary things that are out in the world, then she goes a little bit further. She goes you know, internationally or whatever, you can warn her about the dangers of the world, and she's going to trust you because you trust her.
This was kind of a nice little baby step for her, I think. At 16, yeah, out on a Friday night at a football mm-hmm. game, having no communication with her parents, this was a good little baby step for her to not rely on mom and dad and to get home safely. It really
Absolutely.
Was. So mom should just yep. maybe chill a little bit. Mom, just a little yeah. tiny teeny bit.
Angela, you make,
shouldn't
such,
we all?
You make such a good point, too, because it is very much like, you know, you want the kid to know that the mom is proud of them. Like, you don't want this kid yeah. feeling like they failed their mom, you know, like having that kind of mindset about it. So, yeah, there's a lot of things we can give and take from this one.
Angela, I want you to go have a super hot day.
Hey, I hope you enjoy the non-sunshine.
Yeah. Thank you very much. Go unleash your hotness. Thanks for calling.
Take care, bye.
Bye-bye. Vicky's been holding the longest. Hi, Vicky.
Hello.
Hello. All right, so thoughts on tracking your kiddos on the phone.
I was originally that parent, and then my daughter went to college, and we had a discussion, and she's like, well, you don't need to track me. You can trust me. And I do. She's a great kid and everything. And I've come to realize sometimes as a parent, you don't want to know exactly where they are.
Right.
Oh, my God. That's funny. Do you have, like, did you see something that you didn't want to see?
Well, kind of. Like, they'll say they're going, you know, this is the classic, you know, I'm going to the library to study. But they're not. You
yeah.
know, you find out that they're not at the library. They're at a frat house up the hill or something.
They're studying anatomy. What are you talking yeah. about?
So, you know, as a parent, yeah, and you know they're going to do that because we all did it too.
Sure.
But now it's easier to see that. And, you know there's, it's a, she's a good kid, so you know she's not getting any kind of trouble or anything. But at the same time, you don't want to know that that's what she's doing.
Right.
Especially, you know, it's, so, yeah.
yeah.
Sometimes you don't want to know.
Mm-hmm. Kind of get the ick thinking about
kids,
it. Yeah.
If it's younger kids, yes. You know, you might want to have an arrangement. But once they're, like, older yep. and grown and
in
like,
college,
yeah, let them leave their life and you got to trust them. So.
Yep.
Like, what would you say would be a good cutoff to, you know, stop tracking your kids? Because, like, my son is 14 and we're still tracking him. We're tracking my daughter, who's 9,
mm-hmm.
10.
Well, yeah.
So what do you think? What's a good cutoff?
It never ends. Oh, I'm sorry. That wasn't to me.
That's all right. it never ends for you.
I'd say, like, when they leave to go to college.
Well, and Vicky, you know, it comes back around. Like, yeah, you can trust them in college or let them do their own thing so you're not just constantly worrying. Like, I was not tracked in college. But then after a couple years after out of college, I was like, yeah, Mom, you can totally have my location. I'm not doing anything. I'm chilling, having a good time.
Yeah.
And
now it's boring.
Yeah, now
I
it's boring.
I think it changes. I think it'll change because she's going to be a senior now. And it's like she's more open to letting us know where
See?
She is. It's just that yeah. first few years where they're just like,
yep.
you know, they have freedom and they want to experiment
yeah.
and go find out, you know, have adventures and stuff.
The kids
anatomy,
always come
Vicky,
back.
I'm telling you, anatomy class.
On a live subject.
Vicky, thank you for calling, sharing your
yep.
life. Have a good day.
Thanks. Love you guys.
Yeah, like speaking of tracking my kid, like
you.
We let him out just yesterday. We
for
let
fishing.
Him, we let him out. It sounds like we've got him caged in a house. No, but it was a big parent step for us yesterday
yeah.
where we let him go out into a neighborhood that is a little farther from us with a buddy on his own, and they went fishing around a private lake. And there was no parent there. We weren't there, and the other kids' parents weren't there.
How many times did you track him?
The entire day.
Yeah.
I mean, but again, he's like 14 in
yeah.
a place that we are just letting him go for the first time. I had the Find My Thing on all day on my phone, just watching where he was. You
and
know?
What if his phone had died?
And what if his phone has died? Well,
would
then
you
he's got a watch. He's got the backup.
He's
so.
Got, okay,
oh,
so that's
okay.
what I'm asking, though. Again, we go back to the caller that was talking about how this is a moment for your kid, too. The whole trust thing really is like kids, as much as they joke around and whatnot, they want to make their parents proud.
They
and
do.
If you make them disappointed, that's
yeah.
almost worse than you being angry. We can all remember that.
I'm
you
not
know?
Angry,
yes,
I'm disappointed.
Yes.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
we had that conversation. Like, my son is a straight-A honor roll, great kid, very
yeah.
responsible. And we're like, again, this is the little baby step. You know,
yeah.
let him out a little bit. He's having, you know, he's not locked up in his room on a screen. He wants to go out fishing with a friend for the summer. It's like, we got to let him go.
Yeah.
We got to let him enjoy the sunshine and be out for summer break. Hi, Barbara.
Hey.
Hey, you. What?
I just want to say I've been tracking my kids' phones since I learned of Life 360. So it's probably been 15 years. They're all adults. They all like own their own homes and stuff. But I'm sorry. I pay for it. I don't make a big deal of it. But I just if I need to talk to them, I'll check to see where they're at first, just so I'm not bothering them at work. Or my daughter lives alone. So it's like, oh, she left here at 10 o'clock and she lives in Elizabeth. So she's got 10 miles on a, you know, road that, you know, that can be dangerous with animals at night.
So, so how old are your kids? How old are these folks that you're tracking?
29 and two of them are 29. The other one's 35.
35 and you're still tracking.
See, but I think that's just like, I
like the fact that if I get worried, I can look and say, oh, because one of my sons has a job that's a little dicey. And so I just look and say, okay, he's home from work, you know, because he works nights. So it's like,
peace
oh, okay,
mind.
I can sleep better. Yeah.
It's peace of mind for you as a mom.
I don't remind them constantly. In fact, one of them keeps saying, I thought I turned that off. And it's like,
nope.
He's like, geez, Mom, I'm almost 40.
Yeah, I told his wife, I said, don't say anything. And she's like, I know.
Well, I'm sure she loves it, Barbara. I'm sure she loves it. All right, so the cutoff for Barbara is going to be like 40 for tracking her children. Barbara,
no,
thank you so
like
much
me.
For the call.
I do the same, Barbara. I want you to
I do
know.
Want to get to Katie here in just a second because I know she's got baby Nana. Hey, Wade, we're tracking you right now.
Oh, yeah. Well,
what are you doing at the Diamond Cabaret this early?
Thank you. Yeah, you're so sweet.
What do you want to say, Wade?
It's funny because our kids came to us and wanted to track us.
Yeah.
So they wanted to know where we were. But so that was kind of weird. But yeah,
well, did you do it?
We do. Yeah, we have Life 360. They track us. We track them. My kids are 27, 21, and then we have a 14-year-old, same age as your kid. And, when the 27-year-old was going, she went to college in Lamar, so when her phone died and stuff happened, we always reverted to OnStar. OnStar was like, in the car.
Yeah,
so that was good.
That's old school tracking.
And the other funny thing is we like to do is, when our kids drive down I-25 or something like that, we go, well, why are you going 95 miles an hour? I mean, you should slow down a little bit. So that's kind of fun.
I like how it's flipped.
I like how it's flipped and they're tracking you, Wade. Yeah. So
yeah, they are.
You must be getting up there, buddy.
Then we used to, like you were saying, we used to go out and do everything in the 80s. I wish days were like the 80s. Back,
I know, buddy. Don't get us started.
Things are so different nowadays.
It was a better time, my friend.
Oh yeah, it was. But yeah.
Wade, we appreciate you, man. We're running short on time, but thank you for calling and sharing.
I understand.
All right, brother.
You guys have a super duper day.
You have a super duper day. Later, Wade. All right, let's do Megan, then I want to hear from Katie. Megan.
Hello.
Okay, real quick, you get final word on this.
Final word, I think it depends on the kid. Because if I was tracked, it wouldn't have been an issue. If my brother was tracked, he would have gotten so creative to get into so much more trouble.
See, and I think
he's
that
been
does.
Of a troublemaker.
A
huh?
lot of kids will fall into that, you know.
Oh yeah, I mean, it made him a lot smarter. All the ways my parents tried to stop him from doing things, but it didn't stop him.
That's street smart. They call that street
but
smart.
Again,
right
he's
there.
Out having fun being a kid. Like, good for him. Good for him.
If anything, this next generation is going to do that. Find ways to outsmart their parents.
100%.
It's going to make them smarter. Okay. Yeah.
All right. So baby Nana is what, 21?
She's 21. She'll be 22. It's funny. She's actually in Vegas right now, and she's supposed to be at the airport at 7 o'clock, and she's still at the hotel, and I can tell that because I'm tracking her on my phone.
Are you going to message her and be like, you should
be moving? I kind of want to be like, are you going to make your flight?
Or are you going to let her make a mistake?
You kind of have to. Like, my urge wants me to reach out to her and be like, what are you doing? Aren't you supposed to be at the airport? But I know that she's an adult now, and so she's going to have to figure it out, right? But I would like to say I agree with Wade because we started tracking each other because Zoe wanted to see where I was. I didn't even know you could really track people with phones and stuff, and she's like, no, this is how we do it. So she set it up on the phone, and I'm not kidding you. Like, she'll text me and be like, haven't you been on that date long enough? Like, how long are you going to be at the grocery store,
but that's
Mom?
Okay. Like, see, I like that. You're a single lady out on dates, and it's nice to let somebody know where you are and that they can see you.
No,
so
exactly
I'm for
it.
That.
No, so
well, and I like... No, sorry, Katie, go ahead. I totally interrupted.
Like, all of those things, like, that is the reason why we keep tabs on each other. I wake up in the middle of the night to use the bathroom. every single time I check Zoe's location. I know just she's going to be home.
Yeah.
I know every time she's at home. But I just want to make sure that she's at it safe in her bed, right?
Has she ever pushed back on this? Like, stop
and said,
it?
No, no.
Stop doing this?
No. Every once in a while.
Has she said at some age that she wants you to stop doing this?
No. No,
okay, that's
and
good.
Honestly, every once in a while, she'll turn off her location, and it's because of her best friend. Her and her best friend are fighting. So she'll have to tell me, Mom, I turned off my location because I don't want so-and-so to see where I'm at. But just so you know, I'm okay. So even when she turns it off, she's smart enough to let me know she did it.
Which is nice,
because
that's
she
communication.
Knows it freaks me out when I can't see it.
I feel like there's this age. Like, it's really great and fine up until, like, maybe 15, 16. And then the kids get super annoyed with it maybe through college or so. Yep. And then as soon as you get out of college, you're like, or even, it might be even younger. I mean, 21, 22.
Yeah.
They're
yeah.
like, I'm cool with it again.
Yeah.
So there's like that weird little like 16, 17, 18, 19, 20. There's that 5-year
rebellious
bubble
years.
That
yes.
I feel like the kids are like, stop tracking me.
Yeah.
Let me live my life. And then after that, it's like, ah, that's cool. I see
well,
what
I
you're
think,
doing.
Jared, don't you think those years are the formative years where the kid, whether you're a girl or a boy, wants to prove like, I'm an adult. I can do this by myself.
Right.
And then you kind of get back to your roots and you're like, ah, it's not that bad. Never mind.
Well, it's when you crave independence and then you realize how hard it is to be an adult and you want your parents to get
Don't grow up,
my mommy and daddy.
Adulting sucks. Don't grow up, kids. Don't do it.
Seriously.
Don't do it.